How do you move more than 3 million recordings? That's the predicament facing the Archive of Contemporary Music in New York. Its collection of popular music rivals that of the Library of Congress. But this archive is independent. It doesn't get money from the government. So when its rent went up, it was forced to leave its longtime Manhattan headquarters. The archive has just announced that its collection will move to two separate locations outside the city. Reporter John Kalish has the story.
As interns stood sorting a small portion of the archive's nearly 1 million 45s, founder Bob George sat behind his desk making plans for the move.
It's daunting. It's going to be a nightmare. It's a lot of stuff.
George founded the archive in 1985 with his own albums, 47,000 of them. His mission was to collect vinyl LPs and 45s as well as CDs, but when 78s from the 1920s started to roll in, along with cassettes and 8-track tapes from the 1970s, well, George just couldn't say no.
We are the dumpster of pop music. We like to say we're like Molly Bloom. We just say yes, yes, yes to everything.
And the donations keep coming. Fred Patterson holds the title of head archivist. He's also the only archivist.
We were just about caught up with our CD cataloging when we got this huge collection early last year. Maybe 80 huge boxes of CDs.
The archive once sent two semi-trailers to Boston to retrieve 150,000 LPs in a condemned house owned by a collector named Jeep Holland.
He had a gas stove, the pilot light was still on, and he had records stored in the oven.
Bob George stores the archives collection on 10-foot-high steel shelves. Wander the rows and you'll find that in addition to music, there are thousands of comedy albums, as well as records by ventriloquists and hypnotists.
I was in search of a Christmas album by Pete Fountain, who's a clarinetist out of New Orleans.
Bill Adler has been doing a Christmas mixtape for nearly 40 years. He called Bob George and asked if the archive had a copy of the clarinetist's record.
And Bob said, of course we do.
Adler is a veteran of the record industry. He worked at Def Jam at its inception and founded his own spoken word label. He says an archive of physical recordings is still important.
Even though LPs are becoming antiques, it's still a pretty good way to preserve music. It stays intact. So, yes, hold on to a record and hear things now that you still cannot hear on the internet.
You can hear Robert Johnson's Me and the Devil Blues on the internet.
Early this morning, when you knocked upon my door.
But finding an original copy of the 78 is almost impossible. Bob George says Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones created an endowment for the archive to purchase blues records.
To make sure we could put some money into buying better things. And he bought us one of maybe 10 or 15 in the world, a Robert Johnson, Me and the Devil Blues. He made sure that we had enough money to buy it at auction.
The archive's other supporters include the late David Bowie, as well as Nile Rodgers and Fred Schneider of the B-52s. Movie producers call the archive for soundtrack suggestions, and record companies that have lost a master recording borrow LPs. But founder Bob George says the city has provided no support.
The studios are disappearing. The rehearsal spaces are disappearing. The Brill Building is sold for condos. I mean, you have all of this history vanishing without the slightest interest.
So Bob George has always depended on the generosity of private individuals. And that's who stepped up to rescue the Archive of Contemporary Music. Its primary collection will move to the estate of a wealthy supporter beside the Hudson River. And the archive's duplicates will be sent to a warehouse in L.A. provided by another wealthy benefactor. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.
And I said, hello, Satan. I believe it's time to go. Me and the devil was walking side by side.